The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
God damn, aren't we back? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're already interrupting me. The first 15 seconds of... You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, you might not know who we are. You might not even remember our voices. But we've been here. We've been out there. We've been scouring, scavenging, and we've come back to bring parts of the new world to you. Welcome to Globally Local FM, hosted by yours truly, Rudy, and...
I want you to say it.
And gracious, lovely, energetic Henry.
Yay! This is me when I'm very energetic. Let's go.
Right, well, I'll just rip the band-aid off. Yeah, so this is a podcast where we pretend to be a small little radio station in, well, anywhere in the world, really. Well, okay, we have our own religion over here. We are bounded by the great wheel. And the wheel decides where do we go. And because of starting this new podcast and the first episode, we wanted it to be somewhat known location for most of you first-time listeners. Henry, where are we today?
Today we're in Amsterdam. The good old capital of the Netherlands that most people listening to this should probably be somewhat familiar with. So, and even if you're not, it's like known well enough that you should know about it, is what I'm saying. If you don't know about it, shame on you.
And rest assured, there will be no weed talk, right, Henry?
Well, I'm happy to say that I did actually have some in my script, but I cut it out, so... No weed talk from my end.
Let's go.
But I did consider it.
I am honest. When I was doing research for this episode, holy Jesus, do I understood for the first time ever how big of a problem it is.
I mean, yeah, I feel like weed, especially in Amsterdam, weed tourism is definitely a very big thing. That's also why I had a little bit written about it, but nothing to worry about. We'll just keep that one for the history books. And the history books being the Word document changes, I guess, that I made.
Well, Henry, you have 1 minute really? Left. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to really milk this for a moment.
Okay. Savor it.
I'm thinking.
Don't slop it. Just slurp it.
Oh, right. I forgot to say this.
But today, Jesus will save you all.
No. Today is about me, buddy. You know, I was out today. I was shopping. And I just realized while waiting for the bus that today is about me. That's right.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go to the new segment, what Rudy ladies does. And gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. Fuck the segment. No, I'm canceling the podcast. Today is about me. All right?
First episode. This is Globally
Henry
about
FM. All right, Rudy, go ahead then.
This is exactly how we lost, like, most of our listeners on the first episode of our last podcast.
Well, here's the thing. Last time it was about you.
No, it wasn't. It was about Italians. Actually, about Italians.
Yeah? Is that your first little part?
You know what? I will hold my temper, my passion about Italians in check. I'm not gonna berate about them in the first episode. So, without further ado, we bring you the news, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Would you like to start us off, Henry?
Sure. I have some pretty relevant news, I'm happy to say.
Okay.
And that is the elections of the European Parliament are coming up. Rudy, are you registered?
You actually made me quit. No, I think I am. Like yeah. No. I am. Yes.
All right. If this is how you answer this question, dear listener, then the answer is no, first of all.
Wow.
And this is exactly why in Amsterdam, the mayor is adding decals and stickers to stuff like trams to get people to sign up, because the turnout to the elections have been not the best and they're trying to really ramp up attendance for this one. And guess what, Rudy? They're also adding stickers and stuff to garbage trucks now. So whoever sees a garbage truck
can vote for it.
Or the human equivalent, essentially, yeah. Just when I was reading this, I was just thinking, like, first of all, how many times do you see garbage trucks in the street? Like,
actually, every other Friday. I'm just
out of touch, but that's,
Also depends. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
In the Netherlands, there are various different versions of garbage trucks. There's the normal ones where they like they put the bin at the back and then it like lifts the whole bin and just like tucks the trash over, right? And then there's the freaking construction site crane ones, the ones that pull the freaking bin outside with half a block out the ground.
Oh, right,
and then
yeah.
just drive away with it. Is that still counts as a garbage truck?
I think so. I mean, it is still collecting garbage.
I don't know if that's somewhere else in the world, but so far I've only seen this in the Netherlands, where they are practicing this system where, okay, how do I say this? To access the garbage trucks, it's like a chute. Like I know that in North America for high-rise buildings, it's very common to have in your corridors this like garbage chute, basically, right? You just open the drawer, put it in, and it just slides away. So technically that, but on the street, right? And then once in a while, big old crane comes, attaches itself to that bin, and then takes the bin, half the block, Jimmy and his dog. Grandma on the third story with it. And it's the most like, I don't know, it looks like the guy who always does it with the joystick is just playing around. He's just like fucking figuring shit out as he does it. And every time I have to cycle past when this is in the process, I fear for my life and for Jimmy and the dog. But
yeah, I mean, that's valid. You just don't want to be under that. But as a system itself, it's pretty good.
Is that still a garbage truck? Would you count that as a garbage truck?
Well, yeah, it's still truck and garbage, so I would say that's a garbage truck.
So stickers on that too?
Well, that'll, you'll have to ask the mayor. I'm not sure exactly what counts as a garbage truck. In my eyes, I guess so.
What does he relate so much to garbage trucks? Why was it the garbage trucks where they're putting stickers on?
I don't know. Well, so the first thing I thought is I never see these bros out on the street, you know?
The garbage bros?
Where are the garbage bros? It's because they're working at the same time as I'm working. So
garbros.
You know?
Garbagios.
I don't know. The trams make sense. Buses make sense. Just stick it on, like, the road, I guess. It's the road. That's
just,
my take of the
just
day.
In the middle of the road, as you, you know, like, traffic stops, you go over the pedestrian walk, like the crossing, and you see in the middle of it, there's a freaking sticker. Oh, you bend down to look at it. It's a scam, because the traffic resumes, and you just get run over. This is Amsterdam solving overpopulation.
Well, what about you, Rudy? What have you got going on in Amsterdam?
Actually, I went even deeper down the rabbit hole. So I was like, I'm not going to do any weed talk because of the tourism and because of the people who just get here to get high and they don't even see the culture and they don't even eat the food. The food is not that good in the Netherlands. I don't know. People, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I went and I called my news article Curb Stomping Tourists. Here's why.
Uh-huh.
Because the Dutch city of Amsterdam is limiting its overnight tourist stays. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Yep. So, first of all, they are banning the construction of new hotels, which is, I guess, I would maybe not do it throughout the whole city. Maybe I haven't checked this properly, but I think they're banning it throughout the whole city, not just like the center. And the quote that I wrote down is, "We want to make and keep the city livable for residents and visitors," the local government said in a statement. "This means no over-tourism, no new hotels, and no more than 20 million hotel overnight stays by tourists per year."
Okay, that's fair.
It's fair, but they're really like, they're not doing it in a gradual manner. It's really like ripping the Band-Aid off. Imagine if they do it overnight. Somebody just staying at the hotel. And then they're just like, well, shit, you're past the limit. We got to demolish this. So you just next morning you wake up, you have a cheeky pipe bomb in your post box.
I think the real question about this is, what are the current numbers? Because that's what matters, right?
Well, apparently more than 20 million overnight per year.
Then how are they planning to stop it?
By banning new hotel construction.
Well, if it's already above 20 million...
But you know what? I also read this, and this is pretty funny to me, because there's bound to be some shenanigans for this. So a new hotel construction will only be permitted if another one closes. So what if a competitor chain goes and blows up your hotel to build themselves a new one?
I wouldn't put it past hotel chains to intentionally close an historic hotel.
Honestly, or they just do some kind of ruse, like kind of sinkhole, where in one evening a whole building just like vanishes into the ground.
Well, this hotel conveniently disappeared, and we have our new plans here if you want.
Just pulls out the blueprint already, clearly made overnight. Dutch people are known for throwing their old bikes in the canal. What if you just throw a whole hotel in a canal?
That reminds me of, I don't know if you've ever seen this. And this is not relevant at all, but have you seen like magnet fishing?
I once tried magnet fishing, if I know what you mean, and I didn't succeed. I was looking for my dad's mallet.
And instead you found a World War II grenade, right, Rudy?
A submerged landmine. Actually, the whole U-boat came out with it.
It must have been pretty strong for that.
The periscope came first, and I was like, ooh, let me pull on that. Dude, the whole thing just comes out.
All right. Well, Rudy.
I'm not done yet. The new property cannot increase the number of sleeping places and must prove it will be more beneficial to the city, for example, being more sustainable. So, if you make your greenhouse a hotel, it's va bene.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, apparently riverboat cruises are also being limited, because, and here I have numbers, because for riverboat cruises, in 2023, around 2,300 vessels towed themselves in Amsterdam, but by 2028, the city wants to reduce this to 1,150.
All right.
So, well, essentially halving them, even more than halving them. No, I'm lying. It is literally halving it.
Mildly surprised at that, because that's like the main tourist trap of Amsterdam, right?
Apart from weed, yeah.
Yeah. Why would you? Well, I guess that's for like the older people.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what's gonna happen, because there's quite some people who live on the canals too in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, well, they're not affected because it's not a riverboat cruise.
No, I understand. So I wonder if that was one of the key factors why these were now trying to be limited. Because the main reason for the whole limiting overnight tourists and new hotel to construction stuff is said to be that the residents of the city wanted to be more of a livable city.
Yeah.
So I guess the riverboat thing could also might as well be for this.
Well, more livable just means less nuisance, right?
Yeah.
So in that sense, maybe. I don't know how that works, though, with like river houses and like if the riverboats cruises pass by that. It's a good question.
You just get fucking knocked out of your feet every single time. It's like a huge tsunami goes over your house.
Some potent ships they're doing cruises with.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Well, anyways, you.
Well, Rudy, I've got a lovely story today, actually. A man has fallen in love, quite frankly.
Motherfucker. Oh, what's this going to be now?
The love of his life is an abandoned motorcycle that's been outside of his building for over 2 years.
I'm sorry, what?
So he, by the way, the least newsworthy article ever to actually have a video interviewing the guy. I don't know why they decided this was the one that they had to bring a camera crew out there just to record the guy talking about how he likes the bike, but I guess that's up to them. He just said he's in love with the bike and she desperately needs some attention and love because
I will ask the question that's on everybody's mind.
Uh-huh.
Did he stick it in?
He might have, you know. 2 years is a long time to love it.
That's a lot of edging.
Is it? Well, either way, he's now looking for the owner of the motorbike because he doesn't.
Wait, he's not the owner?
No, it's been abandoned.
What the fuck is this story even?
Well, he's looking for the owner because he loves the bike so much. He doesn't want it to get, like, destroyed because he's scared that the government will repossess it since it's just been abandoned for so long. And he wants the owner to come back, come home to...
All right. Sid, could you, like, our dear editor, bleep the and bleep when I say bleep the part out so... Some people just think we said some abhorrent shit. It's just in reality, yeah. I don't want to hear that. I think we have time for a small one-off before we go to our next segment. And this is also like, there wasn't much context and I just loved the headline. So this is verbatim the headline in English that I read when looking up news. Window breaks due to explosion of storage space flat in North. So...
What?
Whatever that implies. This could be like a whole block got leveled. I don't know. Somebody maybe like lit a match and just like a small fart came out. Like this could have been anything in that range. Well, apparently what it was is involved illegal fireworks going off shortly after midnight. Police suspect rowdy youngsters who have already left the site upon police arrival, and residents say that such occurrings would not have been the first time. It's apparently just shitheads doing those, how do I say it, like the small localized firework things, like the just the...
Yeah.
You know, the things that just make a lot of noise, but they don't do anything. And I guess this one went a bit, took a turn, and the kids got scared.
Yeah, I remember when I was in elementary school, I was just walking along and some dickhead threw like a pretty loud one that was just in the grass next to me without me noticing. And then like a big ass explosion happened basically.
Oh,
I was
my
not
God.
Very amused.
Yeah, that's honestly so stupid.
Yeah, well, I guess there's nothing more Dutch than illegal fireworks, I would say.
That is also true.
So, there you go. And on that note, Rudy?
Yeah, we can go to a coffee break, no?
Yeah, we have a small break. We've got some ads for you, dear listener. That's right.
Yeah, right. We're now professional. We got ads. So, see you guys in
hustling.
A bit.
All right. See ya.
When visiting Amsterdam, there is so much to see. The beautiful harbor, the extraordinary canals, the one-of-a-kind architecture. However, perhaps the most impressive thing to see is the Rijksmuseum, with century-old paintings of some of the most legendary artists have ever walked the earth. But did you know that hundreds and thousands of tourists miss out on this must-see visit, as they are unaware that you have to book your tickets sometimes weeks in advance? Well, we at Rijkssecret are honored to bring you the only service that will provide you access to the Rijksmuseum without a ticket. If you book a ticket with us, we will smuggle you into the museum in a janitorial cart during the evening cleaning shift. All you have to do is wait a few hours until the museum reopens and you can take in the incredible sights of history. Book with Rijkssecret now.
Terms and conditions apply. In order to make use of our service, you must be able to fit in a space of 100 by 100 by 60 centimeters for about 14 hours. You will not be able to eat, drink, or visit a bathroom when the service is active, and any payment made is non-refundable. We are not legally responsible for any physical or mental anguish that may occur during the service. By requesting our services, you are legally consenting to taking any and all of the responsibilities should a mishap occur. If you are discovered, we bear no responsibility, and any blame or lawsuit falls squarely on you. Please visit our website at rijkssecret.com to review the rules at your convenience.
Right. And that was a lovely ad break. And I believe we are going to go on to the weather news. Is that correct, Henry?
Yeah. Well, Rudy, have you been to the Rijksmuseum?
Oh, right. I have, yes.
Were you smuggled in by a janitor?
I think the terms and conditions after that explain clearly why I can't say yes or no to this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough.
I read the fine print.
I would say that's very prudent of you, Rudy.
Exactly.
So, you want to go on to the weather then?
Yep. So, as expected, our lovely seaside weather is as rambunctious as our dear weatherman. As we move towards the end of May, the sun finally hits us around the band of clouds that we have been suffering from for a month. The temperatures will settle in the lounge of the lower 20 degrees Celsius. However, rain can still be expected around the very end of the month. And of course, Good weather is just another expat in this country, as the start of June promises temperatures no higher than 19 Celsius, and even going as low as 7 degrees Celsius occasionally. Do keep in mind that the air quality is somewhat poor, so big inhalers, be wary. Around half of the month is promised to be wet and sloppy, so enjoy the days you see it in the sun.
Jesus
but do
Christ.
Keep in mind its UV index of 6. On to the next segment.
What does a UV index of 6 imply?
I don't know, it's a bit high for white people. Like,
the UVs be raying, basically.
Yeah, but UV index of 6 is already where they do it as a warning, basically.
I should check out my local UV index. And that's my tip to everybody listening to this, just so that this is not a wasted comment. All right, on to the next segment. And I'll call this one, Keeping an Eye Out, because it's about having a quick look around when you're in Amsterdam. This is what you'll see. So, Amsterdam, pretty iconic look. Yeah, most people that have visited or even that haven't visited will know exactly what it looks like, because it's quite one of a kind. The city's mostly decorated with houses with unique gables, very Dutch. The top of the building, at the front of the facade, the top of the building has a pretty cool decoration usually, often being step gables as well, which look like a staircase. Additionally, a fun fact about Amsterdam, which you might not notice until you have a closer look, is that a lot of the old buildings are a bit crooked, and they look like they're gonna like fall forwards at some point. This is due to the buildings being built a little bit poorly initially back in the day. And yeah, just have a close look at that next time you're in Amsterdam. Furthermore, you can see the lovely canals, and this is where I was going to have a bit about weed, but I cut it out, and so I'm just referencing it for fun now. Yeah, that's it. Have fun in Amsterdam.
I hope visitors of Amsterdam will check any of those things out. And I think, well, of course, as a very global radio, we always want to shine light about some perhaps smaller businesses or local things that you might not have heard of, and just want to give you suggestions. So, Henry, any local shops, cafes, or businesses you wanna introduce?
I have one that's called, I don't know how you would, it's either Lab 111, Lab 111, or Lab 111. I don't know, people. It's not clear to me either way. It's a small, like, pretty hip cinema in like an oldish factory type of setting on the southwestern side of the city. I was there to see some movies, and it's pretty nice, pretty cozy, pretty unique atmosphere, and they show some movies a bit more off the beaten path, a bit less mainstream, so big recommendation to go there if you're ever around.
So like indie?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, basically.
Mm.
It's just like not what you would see in the big cinemas necessarily. A bit more international films.
All right. Well, as for my suggestion, it is a Amsterdam-based business, but I think in reality they have physical locations not only in Amsterdam, and also they have online webshop. And this is a segment specifically for if you have stuck around Gym Bros, because I want to suggest to you Babs Bone Broth, which is a local business encouraging sustainable nourishment and simplicity. In fact, simplicity is the main theme of their website, in which they state to keep it simple. Just good bones, herbs, water, and fire. No artificial pills or powders. So resident gym bros who want to have their supplies replenished by local Dutch farmers, these are your people. Their delivery policies are available at their website, so go and check out babsbonebroth.com at your own convenience.
What the actual hell? These people just sell bone broth?
Yes.
That's it. Alright, I'm gonna look this up after the episode.
So not impressed.
I mean, bone broth is one thing. I just don't see how that's a whole business, you know. But it's alright.
Well, I think that's not their only thing, but that's like the main selling point indeed.
Right. Well, I'll have a look later. Thanks for
how
the
about
tip,
a cheeky old colleague shout out for our different frequencies, Henry?
Well, This is not really a hugely local to just Amsterdam, but since we are talking about the Netherlands, I do have to give a shout out to what I think is my favorite radio station in the country. Not very original, but that will be Q Music, because I feel like they have a good set of music usually, and their segments in between are also a lot of fun. So if you're driving around, I suggest Q Music.
What frequency?
I don't know. Figure it out, people.
Well, yeah, I would like to then shout out Sublime FM because of funk, soul and jazz, and even artist interviews once in a while. Listeners especially point out the lack of talking nonsense instead of focusing on either the songs, artists, or their backstories. So if you are a tad tired of the usual pop and rock waves, catch a vibe on their digital website. And before you shout at me, yes, people, we live in a digital world, and most of your very lovely radio stations are slowly merging to be found on the interweb. So, Sublime FM, go check it out.
But do you mean that this is like not findable on actual radio?
I don't think it is.
Okay. Because that was like kind of a weird statement to make, in my opinion. But okay, no worries.
Right. And if you finally find us, well, just remember that this podcast was brought to you by the Tome of Huzzah. And if you want to give some very specific feedback or just see my lovely mug, you can catch me on my Insta waves at 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. You can find Henry by going to Melbourne and doing
Melbourne Assessment Prison, 317 to 353 Spencer Street, West Melbourne, NE Victoria, 3003, Australia.
But yeah, that's where you can find Henry.
All right. See everybody.
And see you where? That's for you to tell us, Henry.
Pop on Discord and we'll see.
Are we not supposed to tell where we're going next?
No, you're right. We'll see you next episode in... Scarborough in Trinidad and Tobago.
Indeed, not the draft and windy UK. We are going to the fucking Caribbean, baby.
Let's fucking go.
Hop on the cruise. See ya, babies.
See ya.